proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I think we need to build our intelligence to see that we can disrupt a plot in this country before it happens, because there will be plots to kill Americans.
That's the witch, the anti-gun monster on CNN, Communist News Network, 9 Feinstein. And Cheney says, get ready for a bigger 9/11. Obama says he's worried about a nuke going off. They're back hyping all of it. Let's play the Obama and the Cheney again in a moment. This is what's being pushed. So the more money you spend, the more money that you put out, trillions to fight Al-Qaeda, they just changed their name to ISIS. You give them a base to attack Syria. Now they take over Iraq. Obama acts like he's against both sides, but he's letting them take over. And her answer is, we need more intelligence. We need more money. We need to spy on you. Meanwhile, the entire domestic spy grid is pointed at the Tea Party. And they're getting ready to blow stuff up and roll it out against us. You can bet your bottom dollar on that. And it's not fun to get up here and talk like this. I know it endangers me and my family. But my family's in greater danger, and so is your family, as this rotting society really gets to a new level of evil. The bottom's falling out. I mean, they got the borders wide open right now. But they're setting up internal checkpoints all over the country to train you to be a slave. I mean, this is pathetic. This is our conversion into a total police state. Do any of you want to live in this? Because it's not the old saying of, do you want your children to grow up in a society like this? No, now the issue is, ladies and gentlemen, do you want to live in this? Because the takeover is pointed at the human family itself. It's an anti-human, globalist, psychopathic agenda. Why did Ted Bundy do the things he did? Because he liked it. Why does the New World Order do the things they do? Everywhere they're in control, killing foster kids, torturing people to death, molesting children, murdering people, genetically engineering and deforming plants and animals and human life, all sorts of secret experimentation, macabre horror. I've seen New York Times articles, a couple of them, about the hottest art in New York City that sold for $20, $30 million. Isn't even Vincent van Gogh art. It's crystal skulls, crusted, crucifix in buckets of semen. I don't mean to get gross here, but and billionaires go as a tithe to these weird devil-worshipping artists, and you read the profiles. And I'll never forget, I was doing a search for Arnold Schwarzenegger gay porn so I could put it in my film, Fall of the Republic. Police State. What was the name of the film I made? I've made like 20-something. What's the big 3.5-hour long one? It's got the blimps in New York and all that. 911 Rise of the Police State. That's the name of it. Anyways, and so we're doing a gay porn search on Arnold. We did find it and put some blurred out images of it in there just to show, because he was getting ready to run for president. We wanted to have a part of the film to shoot him down. And it was him in Austria. No, it was Germany, and he traveled there just to meet with his favorite artist, who was like totally white skin, black hair, black uniform. The artist wears like an SS uniform. And I forget the artist's name. We've shown this before. And it's Arnold looking at the guy's artwork, and it's like four-year-old girls in SS uniforms dead, laying on beds with their legs partially spread. And then the other one is dead babies from car wrecks. And this is Arnold's favorite artwork. I mean, that's who these people are. I mean, looking at it haunts me years later, seeing what this guy's into. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side of this quick break. I'm your host, Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. David Icke's coming up.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield, true nascent iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth deep earth crystals, and the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels. Soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
You've talked about it for a while. Now it's time to get your family the emergency readiness pack it deserves. And there's one site to turn to, toppackgear.com. From large to small, you'll find kits for every purpose, and all of them can be customized by you. toppackgear.com offers the best pre-built packs the internet has to offer, assembled using only high-quality products vetted by pros and chosen for the best balance of quality and value. Prepare, endure, prevail with toppackgear.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Headlines up on InfoWars.com on this live Monday worldwide edition. Police shoot 95-year-old World War II veteran to death with beanbag rounds. Bill aiming at zero tolerance lunacy becomes law. If kids at public schools or elsewhere see that you have eaten a cookie and it looks like the shape of a gun, you won't be arrested. United Nations may soon be paying water bills in Detroit. That's up on InfoWars.com. UK begins beta testing cashless society. Senator Feinstein says there will be plots to kill Americans because of the ISIS threat, publicly run and funded by her and her controllers. Cheney says another 9/11 coming, but far deadlier if you don't give up all your rights. He actually says if we ask questions, if we debate this, yes, yes, don't say anything or terrorists will get you. Sounds like being held hostage to me. Hillary Clinton calls for harsh restrictions on alternative media, attacks the Drudge Report. And Bloomberg admits there's a vast liberal conspiracy of billionaire globalist meeting to try to pass gun control. They're not liberal or conservatives. That's just how they divide their two controlled camps, folks. They are the globalist scourge, though you do have a libertarian-esque Tea Party move with UKIP here and the Tea Party in the United States, UKIP in England, where David Icke is, and then the Tea Party here in the United States, that is challenging global governance. You have the Prime Minister of Australia, who got voted in, promising to repeal the carbon tax that's really hurting the people. introducing a bill to do just that. You have the Supreme Court ruling that the EPA needs to stop shutting down all the power plants because the people are getting upset. The globalist agenda is being exposed. Here's another headline out of the Columbia Journalism Review. Local cops can track your phone, and they do it without warrants, and the government doesn't want you to know how they do it through the Federal Threat Fusion Center. Again, they don't want to have a debate about the man behind the curtain. But Toto's out there, love them or hate them, like David Icke and so many others, have shocked people out of their stupor, out of their trance-like medical state. People grown up in front of television, on record, go pull up the studies, get Alzheimer's, get brain disorders. Just type in Alzheimer's television viewing, or type in brainwaves lowered television. Or television pessimism. It causes pessimism that then triples your chances of dementia. People are watching weaponized television. They're in a near trance-like state with the chemicals in the food and the water exacerbating it as an adjuvant to accelerate that. And somebody like David Icke, with all of his best-selling books and his research, is able to flip a switch with a narrative, whether you agree with it or not, that so much of it is now revealed to be true, that he is able to get them out of their trance. You can say what you want about InfoWars.com and the way I come off sometimes, but it doesn't matter. It's real. It's primitive. It's human. Toto is just a little dog, but is able to pull the curtain back and show the controller, who's projecting this big supreme being image up there as a giant floating phantasm. We're here not to even analyze the politics of it anymore. We've proven all this. We're here now to talk to those that are still conditioned and have pre-programmed conditioning to understand that you are being controlled and that where you're going is a very bad place. And the reason you feel powerless or the reason you're laughing even though you know you're controlled is because you've been preconditioned, and that's artificial. That's an automatic response that has been programmed into you, literally. They had that perfected 100 years ago with the psychology. Now it's so advanced, but it doesn't matter how advanced the mind control is. If you can step out of it, look at it from the outside, and realize that there's infinite love and infinite peace in the universe, and that the globalists aren't in even control of this planet fully. They're trying to get control, building an artificial construct to create a false consciousness, a false synthetic reality. They've been successful with some people 100%, others by degree. But there's a giant split happening now with either those accelerating their awakening or those that are falling deeper into the control. And we shouldn't get mad at those people. We should feel really sorry for them, because it's like the body snatchers already got them. That's my allegory. Now, joining us is the former world champ soccer goalie, BBC News and sports presenter, the former head of the Green Party until he traveled to Peru. And I would liken it to Saul of Tarsus being knocked off his horse, literally. And again, this was 20 years ago, just seeing the world a different way. And some people see the world in a flash a different way. Other people, it's incremental. But David Icke began to do his research then, and so much of what he said that was fantastical is now common knowledge and commonplace. So we salute him for his success in getting people outside the matrix and getting them to take the red pill. And there's only a few of us that came in that early wave to not just challenging the New World Order and its political systems, but going deeper into the larger paradigm. And I've got to say, again, it's important to recognize trailblazers like David Icke. It's important to recognize this radio show and you, the listeners, who are just as important as I am. Literally, half the people I see on the street know who I am now, and most of them agree with us. Most of the military I talk to are listeners and agree with us. People are really waking up, and that shows the power I've had in 19 years, the power David's had in 20-plus years, the power you have. Where is the next David Icke, the next Alex Jones? You are in your area, And it's about this journey and this animating contest. You see the wars breaking out, the famines, the dollar devaluation. The globalists are emerging, announcing their world government. They announced the United States of Europe with no sovereignty yesterday. That was in the Financial Times of London. So it's all happening. David Icke, thank you so much for joining us from your TV studios there in London. I know you want to get into ISIS and the perfect model of problem, reaction, solution, but I want to do that in the next segment, the 5 minutes we've got. In fact, I'm going to skip this break so we have more time. I want you to break down where you think we are, using a football analogy, in the game. I'd say we were 3 or 4 goals behind, but now we've gotten 3 or 4 more goals, and we're neck and neck with a quarter left here, and we've got the initiative, but the enemy is going to strike back. Where do you say we are in this magical time?
Well, I think that this whole ISIS situation in the Middle East is the start of a whole new stage from the point of view of the agenda. And there's no doubt that more and more people are beginning to see through the cover stories, because in the end, it's a perception deception. It's all a perception deception. It's programming a perception of reality that suits the agenda for you to have. So in the Middle East at the moment, we've got a kind of great cocktail of perception deceptions. We've got the deception that this ISIS came out of nowhere, that it's come out organic and just appeared. And then we've got the perception deception that the ISIS operation is imposing upon its followers that it's some kind of holy war jihad on behalf of Islam. And so you've got the perception deceived going on social media and urging people to become terrorists and join the jihad. And they're just playing their part in destroying what they claim to be fighting for, i.e. that whole region of the Middle East and the religion of Islam. So it's a perception deception everywhere. The perception deception of climate change caused by human activity, which is just a scientific nonsense. And everywhere you see this, and if we, the fork in the road, Alex, is what is your perception? What is the source of your perception? Are you having it downloaded by believing what the authorities in all their forms tell you, all the experts tell you? Or are you actually taking your mind back, filtering the information, checking it out, looking at alternatives in explaining that same situation, and then coming to your own conclusion? Because that's the difference. It's the difference between the free thinker who does not have a belief system to defend, does not, you know, have a belief system repelling all borders. I'm not listening to that, because if that's anything like true, then my belief system must be wrong, and that can't be true. So you have these belief system people that just resist anything that challenges the belief system. And if you are going to break out of that program, because it's beliefs, perceptions downloaded that
exactly
to the world that we live in. If you're going to break out of that, you've got to start to free think and work it out for yourself.
I agree. Let me throw this at you. I remember reading, to paraphrase some quotes of Joseph Goebbels, the Nazi propaganda minister, and these are papers that later came out where he was writing to his propaganda corps, and he said, listen, it needs to be simple. It needs to be dumbed down. We need to speak to people's laziness to want to buy into our narrative. And the truth is 100% public that for 4 years almost now, they've been arming on the border with Iraq and Jordan and Turkey, al-Qaeda groups out of Saudi Arabia and Qatar, under different banners of al-Qaeda. You can see it's the official al-Qaeda flag of the Wahhabist. Their flags even say Osama bin Laden on a bunch of them. I've learned to read it like I know a Texas flag. It's them, the black flags of al-Qaeda. And they have been given a base to try to take over Syria, kill all the Christians, 300,000 dead. And now they're flooding in. And our own government says, get rid of the prime minister. He hadn't played ball. We want to break the country in three. But we can't beat ISIS. Obama came out today and said, of course they can't beat them. Because with a deal in Saudi Arabia for taking the blame for 9/11, even though Iraq got attacked, They are now giving the Middle East to them, just like British intelligence set up Saudi Arabia to begin with and had them take over Syria. And this is setting up the Middle East under Al-Qaeda. And then down the road, they'll probably even overthrow Saudi Arabia. That's being said now. And then we'll have a huge, giant war with that. I mean, it just goes on over and over again. It's all public. And as you said, though, now Dianne Feinstein, Dick Cheney, all the usual suspects are saying, give your rights up. Terrorists are going to hit us any minute. Oh, we've got to stick our hands down your pants, David. While the U.S. border is now officially wide open and they pay, the Border Patrol pays. They don't just let them in. They pay to ship them in to the interior. So it's all a giant hoax. And we've reached this point where they just don't care. What's happening, David?
Well, you know, in this situation at the moment in the Middle East with this ISIS, and of course, ISIS is one of the names for the goddess in the religion of this cabal. And if you notice, by calling it ISIS, they have got news readers and news reporters to use their language, like ISIS forces have taken Mosul. ISIS forces are closing in on Baghdad. ISIS has done this. ISIS has done that. They must be laughing their socks
off. And of course, as you know, all these big events, talk about the Olympics and symbolism, and literally they believe it gives their god power that is now being invoked as lesser magic.
Yeah, I mean, symbolism is just an information field. You see, the importance of symbolism is in understanding the nature of reality. You know, I'm talking to you now, and you're hearing words, but the words are not passing between me and you. A vibrational field of information generated by the vocal cords is passing between me and people listening to me now. And then they decode that. And when they've decoded it, when the brain decodes it, then they can hear the words. They turn them into words. Now, symbols are information. They're information fields at their base level. And they are entering the perception, the mind, not through the ears like this, but through the eyes. And the vast overwhelming majority of information that we receive is through the sight sense. Now, unless it's kind of subliminally broadcast, when someone is saying something, at least it's conscious because you're hearing it. You are aware that some noise, some speech is taking place. But symbolism, the information fields of symbolism, they are entering through the eyes. And it's a stunning figure. The tiny amount of visual information that we actually register and see that gets to the brain compared with this tidal wave of visual information that's hitting the subconscious and registering at that level without us being consciously aware we're even seeing it. That's where subliminal advertising comes in, and that's where subliminal symbolism comes in. So it's not just putting symbols around for a bit of fun. They're actually subliminally downloading information. And what we have in the Middle East, which in this ISIS situation, which I think it's worth emphasizing, is the elephant in the living room called Israel. Now, Israel is, whenever there's anything going on in the Middle East, people like Netanyahu and co. are up there immediately, can't find a microphone quick enough, saying it's a threat to Israel. Oh my gosh, we need help, or we've got to do this. It's a threat to Israel. And what's been really, you know, a shouted silence, if you like, is that this time there is none of that. Now, if you're Israel, this sliver of land of less than 8 million people, and this ISIS group is overrunning great chunks of Iraq, threatening to do the same in Jordan. They have an open demand or ambition to take over Syria, Iraq, and what they call the Levant, which is includes Israel,
and chop the head off of the king of Jordan.
Yeah, I just this story here. Netanyahu suggests pinning ISIS against Iran. That's the headline. It's in the Jerusalem Post. But this is what he says. Israeli Prime Minister suggested the United States should largely stay out of the fight and instead allow the parties to weaken one another. Now, can you imagine in other situations in the past, an Israeli prime minister saying that in the face of what's happening with Israel as one of the stated targets of this ISIS organization? And then you've got the American government that is not kind of being gung-ho, as they almost always are. Oh, yes, we've got to go in and stop this. And it seems to me this, Alex, that what we're looking at is in the end, Western U.S. cabal-dominated, controlled operation in this ISIS with its billions of dollars in funding and, of course, all the American weaponry that it's inherited from taking over parts of Iraq and no doubt inherited in other ways as well.
Benghazi.
We've got this situation where I think that they want this to kick off. They want it to kick on. They want this ISIS organization to get a bigger foothold in this region. And then at the end of it, when it really starts to move in Israel's direction, is to say we must go in and protect Israel. Because, of course, they've all said, America not least, that they'll protect Israel at all costs. And when you look at the Albert Pike scenario in the letter about, you know, playing the Muslims world off against the political Zionists, as he called them, to create World War III. And, you know, you're starting to see a possible scenarios leading in that direction because of what's happening here. The other thing, Alex, is Iran, because I've been writing in my books for years that the plan was to create a massive rift and war, in effect, in the Muslim world between the Shia and the Sunnis. And here you have a situation where you've got the Sunni ISIS against the Shia-dominated government in Baghdad, in Iraq. And then you've got the center of the Shia world. 89% of Iranians are Shia. And so you've got this rather bizarre situation, Alex, recently, which I know people were going, what's going on here? When after castigating and condemning Iran all these years and saying we need to bomb them, take out these nuclear facilities, they now started, kind of saying, well, maybe we ought to have some kind of discussion with them about what we do over this thing. And I think the answer to why is they want to draw Iran into this Shia Sunni conflict, because once Iran's involved in that, it'll never get out.
No, that's it.
And what you then got is this mass of interconnected conflict in that same part of the world.
No, that's it. And look, here's the bottom line. It is a Saudi Arabian, NATO, globalist-backed, giant army formed and trained in Turkey, Jordan, and Western Iraq. They were given bases. We reported on this 3 years ago in Western Iraq. U.S. forces trained them. It's a giant army with thousands of vehicles able to roll right in, and the Iraqi military was told to stand down. The U.S. military didn't go in like the Highway of Death in 1991 in Kuwait and take them out. And that now Obama says there's nothing we can do about it because this is an official launch to bare minimum break Iraq into multiple pieces. Iran may even be double dealing, and the prime minister of Iraq has said this, to get a third themselves. So Saudi Arabia gets a piece. This new state gets created out of the north and the eastern or western area with this ISIS group. And then that's a new area to stage attacks successfully and have plausible deniability that the West is involved into Syria. That's the larger plan. The issue is it's so naked, the massacres they're committing, the evil they're involved in, and then they use them. Oh, my gosh, ISIS, we better take your rights away. What do they do when there's terror attacks in America? And we come back, I want to ask you, why do you think Dick Cheney's saying, get ready for bigger 9/11, Obama's saying, look for mushroom clouds in Manhattan, same thing from Feinstein. What else do you expect them to pull in this new phase? Proxy wars in Ukraine, dollar devaluation, food prices going up. What's the next big shoe to drop in David Icke's mind? Straight ahead, DavidIcke.com is his website. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Tell your friends and family, tune in.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
A lot of times I get hysterical on air. My dad sent me a text last hour. He said, "You sound hysterical." Well, you know what? That's real. I was a little bit hysterical last hour. I can get up here and act all stoic and manly and talk real slow. And I'll do that when that's really how I feel. But I think I've been successful at waking up about as many people as anybody has out there. When you talk to most people, they say, "Who woke you up to what's happening in the world?" They'll say three names: Alex Jones, Ron Paul, or David Icke. Three very different individuals in many ways, but still, we've been the most successful. Why is that? We should study that. We should look at that. Now, I'm going to ask David that question in a moment and expand out what this new phase means, but some days I'm totally calm. Some days I'm screaming for an hour. Not as much as I used to. But not in my comfort zone with what's going on. Our government publicly changing the name to Al-Qaeda. You can hear them in PR boardrooms coming up with this new thing, like Coca-Cola, a new name, ISIS. Makes it sound really cool. They're committing all these crimes, and it lets me know what they want to do to me. Wherever Christians are, not big establishment Christians, but old communities of Christians worldwide, the globalists want to go in and exterminate them. I want to get David Icke's take on that, because I have the raw numbers. The UN even admits that's happening, and getting a lot of other issues with David Icke. Briefly, we have some amazing supplements, and I didn't even plug anything last hour, skip breaks earlier. This is also how we fund our operation. So buy your war bonds in the InfoWar. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. 11 people can use it. Share it with friends and family. It's only $5.95 a month. That helps pay for the bandwidth, the crew, the cameras, the reporters. You see how we've been expanding thanks to your support and your help. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. See all my films in HD, the nightly news, a lot of other documentaries, and so much more. PrisonPlanet.tv. We're fighting the prison planet with PrisonPlanet.tv. And I want to thank those of you that are members. Go to InfoWarsLife.com. We're running a detox special with the Fluoride Shield Chelating Detox, discounted massively with the new Survival Shield X2 Nation Iodine, the only deep earth crystal form that we know of existing. Believe me, we tried to find it. It was hard. And it just has such an amazing effect on me and my family. You can see videos on the website with Dr. Group breaking down the effects of this and why they put all the bad halogens in the food and the water, but take the iodine out. And when there is iodine, it's the bound type. This is the true nascent iodine. Turns into a purple gas. We tested other iodines before manufacture. They don't do that. This is the real deal, ladies and gentlemen. Research iodine science, and you'll find out what we're talking about. InfoWarsLife.com to see the still shots, the videos, and more. The Super Detox Special is more than 30% off when you get both bottles together. A lot of other specials. We're going to sell out this week of the Lung Cleanse. It'll be another month till more of that comes in. There's a lot of great products at InfoWarsLife.com. And then, of course, at InfoWarsStore.com, hundreds of books and films, Made in America, pro-liberty apparel, to meet like-minded people and to promote freedom and to support the broadcast. Everything we do has to benefit the InfoWar, raising human awareness and consciousness to what's happening, support you, be high quality, and support us. I only believe in win-win-wins. I'm obsessed with it. And I noticed my whole life I've done that. That's why I've been successful and I sleep well at night. But now I'm more and more become totally obsessed with it. I mean, it's got to be a win-win-win-win-win. And everything at InfoWars.com, at PrisonPlanet.com, at InfoWarsStore.com, at InfoWarsHealth.com, at InfoWarsLife.com is a win-win-win-win-win. That is my philosophy. With the globalist, they'll go 100 miles out of their way to make sure you don't get anything from them. We've all run into people that don't like making you dinner, don't like making you feel good, don't have hospitality. The type of people that really enjoy thinking they get something, you get nothing. And that's the New World Order predatory philosophy. And there's a battle for the future of this planet. DavidIcke.com is his website. We're very honored to have him on with us today. I'm going to give him the floor now and let him break down all the questions I've thrown out about what is this next level the elite are moving into. In the football game analogy, we are seeing a big awakening, but where does he expect all this to go, David Icke?
Well, it's been a progression, clearly, along a road going way back. You know, people like George Orwell and Aldous Huxley with 1984 and Brave New World, they weren't coming from their imagination entirely or even much of it. They were coming from a point of view of having access to the projected agenda.
And they both said that. They both said that in public white papers. Yeah.
And, you know, in my last couple of books, I quoted a man called Dr. Richard Day, who was a Rockefeller insider. He was an executive of Planned Parenthood. And in 1969, he was addressing a meeting of pediatricians in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And for some reason, only he knows, he asked people to not take notes and not record anything because he was going to tell them how the world was going to change. And what he then did was tell them what was coming and why. And one of the pediatricians did take notes and later did some interviews before he died explaining what this Richard Day said. And what Richard Day described, and remember, 1969, you know, it's 20 years after Orwell, and he was describing the world we're living in today, or moving more and more in today, in all aspects of society. This is a plan that is projected forward in great detail. Therefore, what's coming is what they plan to come, and that will be upping the ante. It will be increasing the pressure. It will be moving further along the road in all these different areas, everything from GMO and food to additives like that to the radiation agenda, which is phenomenal. You mentioned iodine a few minutes ago, Alex. Millions and millions and millions of times more radiation technologically generated than there was 50 years ago that we're now kind of living in, like this sea of technological radiation. And given that we have an electromagnetic field, an electromagnetic level, that is going to impact and does impact upon us. And if the electromagnetic level, the electromagnetic field, which some people call the auric field, is disrupted by technological radiation, that plays through into the body as a distortion and a disruption, and we call that mental or emotional or physical dis-ease. So it's progressing, just as we can look back and see how it's progressed. But, of course, there are certain points where it progresses very fast because of events that are orchestrated. And, of course, the best example of that is 9/11, where the agenda moved forward more in the 10 years after 9/11 than it had in a lot longer time before that. And when Cheney's talking about another 9/11, when Lindsey Graham, when he opens his mouth, just like John McCain, he is speaking the cabal's agenda. He's talking about another 9/11. Over here, we're getting just the same, Alex, with the Prime Minister David Cameron warning about, oh, we've got to increase surveillance because of the terrorists coming back to Britain. We've got this guy today, Liam Fox. Liam Fox is a British politician who's simply an agent of Israel. That's all he is. He's an agent of Israel. And he has come out today and said we need to have more surveillance, etc., more Big Brother, in effect, to meet the challenge from jihadists coming back to Britain. So we are facing this fork in the road between the free thinkers and between those that just accept the agenda and download it, you know, and the number that go that way or that way will decide where we go as a human race, because we've shown when they wanted to move the Syrian invasion, which is what it is, in fact, they wanted to move that along because it was behind the timeline. People opposing that stopped that bombardment and affected the agenda, because, you know, people like you and me and all the others that do this, the idea is not to be proved right. It's for what the agenda is not to happen. It's about using that information to head off what's happening. And so it's not just about, you know, watching your own prison being built. Oh, look, oh, yeah, oh, they're putting the roof on now. Look, you see that? I told you they'd do that, didn't I? We need to stop the roof going on. And one of the things that is fundamental to that is that we put down the fault lines of divide and rule. Because what's happening in the Muslim world in the Middle East is just classic divide and rule. And we have different factions of politics. We have religions played off against each other. We have, you know, scientific belief systems played off against religious belief systems. We need to put that down and say, hold on a second. There's a common theme here, and that's that we're all the target for this unfolding global fascist agenda. And therefore, you know, if we don't come together now and put down our differences and focus on what should unite us all, and that's what is going to affect us all and is affecting us all, then when we're in some concentration camp eventually, if we get that far, then we can have a lovely discussion over who's got the best religion and who's got the best politics and who's got the best whatever. But by then it will be too late. And what they want, if you're targeting a vast population, and there's comparatively few of you, and my goodness, it's so few at the core, of in the shadows, in the center, then you have to divide and rule the target population. And we allow it to happen so easily. I mean, look at the Middle East. I mean, we have people at war with each other over some argument centuries ago over who should be the natural or the right replacement for Mohammed. I mean, are we children? Are we mature adults, or are we children? And I'm sorry, in some cases, like what's happening in the Middle East, I apologize to children for using that analogy. But this is happening all over the place where people are played off against each other. And while we're divided and ruled, we will be one thing. We'll be ruled. It's in our hands. We have the numbers, but only if we come together. I don't care what your religion is. I don't care what your politics are. I care if you truly care about freedom for everybody. Then we've got a chance.
David, when I raise this point, it's not for us to talk about how great we are. More and more I realize the fact that I've been so successful, you've been so successful, Ron Paul and others have been so successful, because I get the calls, I talk to folks on the street, I even talk to my detractors, they go, yeah, I don't like you, but you woke me up. Why have we been so successful at getting people to realize that the Federal Reserve's not federal? I mean, remember when it was so hard to just get people to realize that private banks control the Bank of England, that private banks ran the Federal Reserve, that there was a plan for a new world order. Now all that's admitted, that there was a plan to put satellite tracker boxes and taxation boxes in all the cars. Now it's here. People now are listening to us and realizing they may not agree with our in-game analysis, but this is going on. But they say, well, what are we going to do anyways? Well, what are we going to do if the rest of it comes into fruition? Because we can see the globalists want to turn off the resources. The globalists want us sick and dead. The globalists believe they're going to merge with machines and become gods, which is what the elite have been told by the spider at the center, whatever that is. We're living in a science fiction horror movie, but simultaneously, there is the beauty of my children and playing with my dogs and sunsets and friends and honorableness. There's so much more good in the world. It's a very delicate balance I'm trying to get at. Some people ignore the New World Order and say, I'm just going to live a great life. That's how I beat them. But then you allow their evil to grow. But if you just focus on their evil and fight it, you become so pessimistic that then they defeat you because you're focused on them. That's almost like a form of worship. So where is the balance in that? Because I feel in my gut, and I intellectually see, we are entering the most incredible time in human development ever that will decide our fate, not just here, but on a trillion star systems. Literally, this is a great test, and we're about to go into this zone. We've entered the edge of it, the jump point, the flash point, the critical mass point, and I just want to somehow, I just constantly feel like I should be doing better as I enter this key point, because it's just so humbling to be at this point and to see the understanding, my understanding, accelerating. The stuff I won't even get into on air, it's so incredible. You've talked about it, but I keep a lot of my own views private because they're just too incredible. I mean, I just feel sorry for the people that serve the system now. I realize they, as you've said, don't even know what's going on. General Petraeus doesn't even know. I mean, I'm beginning to understand it's so compartmentalized is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, it's incredibly compartmentalized. And if it was not, it couldn't work, because you have to keep people right up, really close to the spider, really, in ignorance of the full magnitude of what's going on. And, you know, if you concentrate only, and I'm not saying people shouldn't, I do this, we need to know this, but if you concentrate only on the level of banking scams and manipulated wars, you're still just walking around the outer rim of the rabbit hole, really. You've only just started to enter it. It's so deep. And it's understanding the nature of reality is fundamental to understanding what's actually going on. And because the daily experience of people and what they've been taught in the education system and by mainstream science is that, you know, this world that they're living in is real and it's somehow solid, although quantum physics has proved, of course, that it can't be. I mean, you talk about atoms making up a solid world. Atoms have no solidity. How can they? It's an illusion. And once you realize it's illusory, once you realize it's information, decoding information, it's like the wireless internet, and you look around. I've not got the wireless internet here, but if I had, you wouldn't be able to see it. It's an information field within the unseen to the tiny, tiny frequency range visible light that we can actually see and experience. It's ridiculous how narrow visible light is, our visual world that we think is
we're basically blind.
Yeah, we are in that sense. And so if you only focus on what you can see and you try to get your sense of reality and what's going on in the world only from that tiny sliver of frequency of information, of happenings, of events, you're never going to do it.
That's right. Stay there. Give us your take on how to break people out of the trance straight ahead with David Icke of DavidIcke.com. I'm Alex Jones.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
You've talked about it for a while. Now it's time to get your family the emergency readiness pack it deserves. And there's one site to turn to, toppackgear.com. From large to small, you'll find kits for every purpose, and all of them can be customized by you. toppackgear.com offers the best pre-built packs the internet has to offer, assembled using only high-quality products vetted by pros and chosen for the best balance of quality and value. Prepare, endure, prevail with toppackgear.com.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners here today. Visit mycreditcardknife.com to see this covert knife in action and claim yours for free. It's the same knife you've seen in the airline magazines for $29.95, but today it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. Mycreditcardknife.com, mycreditcardknife.com. Go now.
How long would you last if all grocery stores ceased to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America.
Because of my concern about our government, I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto was to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside. I said, well, this is a product worth having, seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got. I like the containers. They were shipped in.
They keep in touch with you. You get your emails. You get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about 4 more of these minimum.
And it just came so quick. It came right when they said it would come.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
Way up north, way up north, north to Alaska, go north, the rest is home. North to Alaska, go north, the rest is home.
So I have the headline right here out of National Review. This is what an open border looks like. And you can just walk back and forth however you want. It's totally wide open. They've ordered a stand down. We've documented that. Meanwhile, they now have the Army and National Guard and State Guard at public events all over Texas, at marathons, at kite festivals. You show up and the Army, now remember, you pull up in a green field. There isn't even an entrance at Zilker Park. But they're there just searching people. And again, I'm not against the troops from Camp Mabry. The media will say, he's against troops. Is that that's the mind control. A suicide bomber would just go bomb the checkpoint. That just happened in Pakistan last week. But the whole issue is that the government's running and financing them with the airlift of evil. Everything David was talking about, he's graciously said he'll stay with us 20 minutes into the next hour to get deeper into the rabbit hole, to talk about solutions, to talk about all the pedophile scandals that he first talked about, that, you know, he said BBC is basically run by pedophiles. He worked there. Now it just keeps coming out. There's so many movies like Under the Skin that parallel what David Icke says is at the center of the spider web. And he hasn't seen it yet, but he said, oh, I want to talk about this. So, David, in this segment we've got left, this 5 minutes, talk about why, whether it's the X-Men or the Superman or all these movies now are like, from our perspective, admitting that there's false flag, Captain America, Winter Soldier. Why are they doing this?
Well, in the nature of reality and the way we interact with reality and the way that thought manifests as what we experience, I have this phrase, what we believe, we perceive, and what we perceive, we experience. What we, if you can program someone to believe something, then that will become their reality. And if you can get people to take it on collectively, that will become the collective reality. It's very much like the stage hypnotist who puts a belief system or a belief in reality, that's what they're doing, into the mind of the stooge on the stage, and then the stooge on the stage experiences that, whether it's someone naked in the audience that isn't, whether it's an elephant in the audience but there isn't, whatever. That downloaded belief manifests as their experienced reality. And, you know, I've been watching this for years now, Alex, you know, way, way back. And it's virtually a tidal wave in filming terms of movies that are portraying one after the other the world that they want to create, the world that the New World Order, as it's been called, is ultimately leading to. And what it's doing, it's downloading that, on one level, that belief. It's putting it in the subconscious. And that makes it much more likely to collectively manifest because of the what I'm talking about, what you believe you perceive, what you perceive you experience. And if we take on this subconscious belief, it doesn't have to be conscious, in this unfolding Orwellian state, then we will collectively manifest that while thinking it's happening externally. And another level of it is it's making it familiar to us. It's making it, if you like, as it literally comes in, they're making it less of a shock. But what? And I'll tell you what is happening in terms of, you know, all this transhumanism stuff, is that preparation is happening through things like Google Glass, where you are interacting with the internet through glasses. That's part of you. These things that people go around in their ears, that becomes
getting you ready for the brain chip. Stay there, back in 70 seconds with David Icke and what comes next. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Man, when I get home from work, all Betty does is watch her reality TV and then she goes to sleep. I can take her on romantic dates, I get her flowers, you name it. She's just not the woman I married.
Oh, Ralph, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? Are the honeymoon days of your relationship long gone? If so, consider the abundance of chemical additives, pesticides, BPA containers,
contaminated tap water, and other toxic substances found in our environment. Experts know our bodies are suffering and being thrown off balance, especially when it comes to your natural systems. Forget synthetic chemicals. Super Female Vitality brings forward key herbs specifically chosen for women's biology without the use of phony additives. Get your bottle of Super Female Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139. InfoWarsLife.com. Live life healthy.